Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Can you do a Vincent? Yeah, like that. Can you do like that? Wasn't really very good, but can you do like a Vincent Price type voice?
I don't even know what he sounds like. He's that old vampire guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
From Thriller. Like.
Oh no, I can't do it. You're springing this on me, right? I could have been working on this for all, in front of the mirror and doing like.
I'm
voice
sorry. Track. Okay. Well, I'm just asking.
Spooky. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. All right. We'll just howl. Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else really to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
Hi.
You excited for today's episode?
I am very excited for it.
I am also.
Very.
And here's why.
Why?
This is going to be the best day. Because today,
uh-huh.
We get to talk about the greatest day of the year, Halloween.
New Year's. Oh.
Nice try.
The first day of football season.
No, that's not really the best day of the year.
The NCAA tournament weekend. All the teams are playing 64.
That's actually a pretty.
That's a good weekend.
That's a pretty good weekend.
And trust me, I have made a lot of messes.
I bet you
screaming
have.
At my TV over Baylor Tech State losing to Arkansas because I'm a degenerate gambler.
We will be sure to address some of those messages.
Mm-hmm.
Messages.
Mess.
Messes.
Messages.
Messes.
Wordplay.
In March.
Yes.
But right now,
we have
it's
one
October.
Big mess. We have a certain kind of mess to talk about
that's
today.
That's right. It's October.
And that's our political system and how this country just can't seem to get together.
No.
No?
Wait. No. What? It's not that kind of show, Dave.
That's like 2 weeks away. What other holidays coming up besides
Halloween?
Right. Where everyone's going to dress up as David S. Pumpkins.
Oh, God. That was so dumb. I don't want to talk about that.
Hells yeah.
I don't want to talk about that at all. It was so dumb. What I do really want to talk about, however,
mm-hmm.
is Halloween, because not only is it the most magical holiday, it's also one of the messiest. Oh. I'm a Halloween girl. I love Halloween.
What are you going to be this year?
I don't dress up anymore. I'm too old for that. I mean, here's
Whoa.
The thing, like.
Come on.
Well, I think I am too old for it, and here's why. So I'm at the stage now where I don't get invited to the kind of parties that you go to, like adult parties where you dress up. Because most of my friends right now have young children. So for them on Halloween, they're really focused on their kids.
Yeah.
I don't have kids of my own, which is sad. I would love, you know, to have my own family, but I don't. That's not the way that it worked out for me. And so now I choose to go hang with my friends who have little kids because it's so much fun to see, like, tiny costumed people are just amazing.
See,
Best thing in the world.
I disagree. I've never hung out with my friends' kids at that time, but I can imagine a child of the age of 7 hopped up on Snickers bars just being the most annoying human being on the planet.
Oh, I don't mean 7-year-olds. I'm not interested in a 7-year-old. No. That's too grown up for me.
Like
I mean like little. I mean little. Yeah. So like
okay.
On Sunday, so we're recording this on Friday, October 28th. On Sunday, I'm going over to a friend's house. They have twin toddlers. And I'm going to, like, hang with the toddlers. The toddlers also are learning to clean, and it's amazing. They have a little mop and broom set, and their mom sends me videos, and it's, like, the best thing in the world. So anyway, then I'm going to go hang with them. We're going to carve pumpkins. We're going to roast seeds.
So much work.
We're going to drink.
Okay, there you go.
In the middle of the day.
That's,
and like, and that's joy. And that's joy for me.
Right.
I mean, I totally love that.
Okay.
So anyway, the other reason that I particularly really love Halloween is because, as everybody listening to this podcast knows, I love my job. So anything that creates a mess is like the best thing in the world for me because then I have work to do
right. And
I love my job. So today's episode, we are going to talk all about Halloween and the various messes it kind of creates. We'll cover disasters caused by costumes, like from fake blood to colored hairspray, those kinds of messes, grease paint, makeup. We'll also talk about how to clean a gorilla suit.
Of course.
Well, I mean, listen.
Standard stuff.
There's kind of only one time a year that I can talk about how to clean a gorilla suit. And I really like talking about how to clean a gorilla suit because it's fun for me.
Right. And like one day in like 2026, someone's going to think back to this and be like, holy shit, I remember.
I know how to do this. Yeah.
Febreze it.
No, it's not Febrezing it.
Febreze sponsors.
If you Febreze, I think it would just get matted.
No, Febreze won't work for dirt. But no. I mean, like if your gorilla suit smells like an actual gorilla.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, I mean, look, we're mm-hmm. committed to giving the people the content that they demand. Yes. And we feel that the cleaning of gorilla suit is something that everyone needs to
sure.
know.
Right.
Hey, but also before we get into that, mm-hmm. we have some business to discuss.
Let's discuss it.
Yes.
I want to raise up to, like show business. This is awkward.
I'm going to try to get you that raise. And here's how I'm going to do it. So listen, you guys, we are really, really happy that we have partnered with Acast to produce and market Ask a Clean Person. But we also feel like there's a lot of value in appealing to you directly, our lovely listeners, who we love so much, to ask you to help support this weird little cleaning show that you love so very much. To that end, we have created a Patreon account so that you can give us your money.
Cutting right to it.
Listen, I like to be a straight shooter with the people. So we're not just here to beg. We've got all kinds of cool rewards to offer based on how much you want to lay out. If you go to patreon.com/askacleanperson, you will see all of the packages we're offering, and you can become an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron. One of the nifty little rewards that we're going to be giving is that starting with today's episode, we're going to be offering our premium subscribers access to weekly bonus episodes.
Those sound good. Tell me more.
I will tell you more, Dave. This week, we have got some updates on last week's episode, including a response from Jeff with the balls.
Jeff had balls issues, and we solved them.
We did. Tiny spoiler alert. So we'll give you the full.
Oh, his balls aren't tiny.
That's so
Come
mean.
On. We don't know. We don't know.
Huge balls.
Huge update.
So we're gonna go ahead and give that update. We also got some responses from you guys as to what is going on in your shower, like how you learned to clean yourself. We got some funny emails about that. Okay, so the last thing in this week's bonus episode that we're gonna do, I'm going to totally humiliate myself, and I'm gonna tell one of my most embarrassing Halloween stories from back in the day when I did dress in costume, mm-hmm. And. Listen, I used to be a party girl, mm-hmm. so I've got stories, and I have one really great Halloween story. So that's what we're going to do in the bonus episodes. Going forward, the bonus episodes will like range from updates on previous podcast episodes to we'll read some of your questions. If you sponsor us at a certain level, you can get your questions automatically answered. We will probably do a lot of just kind of like BSing around, yes. not necessarily really talking so much specifically about cleaning, but just kind of like
right.
about us.
My fantasy football team, if you're interested in, you know, hearing about my running back situation this week, it's pretty awesome.
Dave's got a serious running back situation. So anyway, we hope you love those. If you have ideas for rewards that you would like to see us offer to our patrons, please feel free to email me, JolieKerr, JolieKerr @gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And we hope that you will sign up to be our sponsors. That's Patreon, patreon.com/askacleanperson. All right. With the business out of the way, it is time to talk Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Let's do it.
I'm very excited. Dave, are you a Halloween person?
Kinda. I'm not like someone who is going to demand the Halloween party where we all wear costumes, but if someone's like, hey, you want to come to this party and get to wear a costume, I'll throw something together. I'm not okay. going to be someone who shows up at the party and is like, I'm a miserable guy in my 30s, like that's my costume.
thank you for not being that guy, because that guy right. is literally the worst.
Like, I will put on like, you know, a cowboy hat and be like, hey, look at me, I'm a sex robot from Westworld or something.
I don't know, actually
I just thought of that right now.
Oh, there you go, problem solved. Right. Ooh, you seemed stressed the other day when we were talking about Halloween.
I did.
Yeah, Dave has had a very stressful week. He's stressed because there's a lot of hockey going on. He's stressed because the weather has turned cold and he has to wear a coat and he has to wear long pants.
I'm wearing pants right now, guys.
It's
just awful.
He was feeling a little stressed about Halloween.
It was like 70 a week ago. Now it's 40.
I know. The last time we were in the studio, we were both wearing shorts.
2 weeks ago, I was in shorts and I was
and we
sweating.
Were hot.
I walked up the stairs here and I had to dab my bald wet head because I was sweating. It was so bad. And now today I'm like wearing a winter hat, a winter coat. Sucks.
I know.
Sponsor us so we can move somewhere where the weather is awesome. Thank you. Help us.
All right. I can't help you, Dave, but I can help the people. And I'm going to start by helping the people with talking about what to do if your costume accessories make a huge mess. And they tend to. The three that I want to start with are fake blood, colored hairspray, and grease paint makeup. So the first thing to know is what fake blood is made of. Do you know what fake blood is made of?
Cornstarch.
No, you're very close.
Corn
though.
Syrup.
Yes.
Corn syrup and real blood.
Yes.
That's where the color comes from. I don't know. I think I heard that in a movie once. Corn syrup and something else.
It's corn syrup and basically red dye. Yeah.
Yes.
So fake blood is one of those things that it's not so much that I'm worried about the mess it's going to make once you've got it on yourself. It's the mess that it's going to make as you're applying it. And here's why. It comes in tubes. And usually this isn't like, you know, a high-end cosmetic experience. It's like a cheap thing. And so it's not like the manufacturers are really using like leak-proof tubes. So what happens is you take the top off, you like start putting it on yourself, you set the tube down and it just starts dripping and leaking everywhere. And the problem is that it's got red food coloring, and red food coloring of all of the food colorings in all of the lands and all of the seas is the worst one. It's going to be the most stainy, like basically anything red is like the most stainy thing in the world.
Is that a technical term?
Stainy? Yeah, stainy.
Stainy?
Yes.
Okay.
So actually, when I talk about fake blood, the big piece of cleaning advice I want to give is that you should treat it the same way that you would treat hair dye. So for ladies who dye their hair at home, I'm one of them. I do my own hair color at home. Anytime you're working with hair dye, you want to be like completely aware of your surroundings and what you're touching as you're applying it. And the same thing goes for fake blood. So if you're applying fake blood, get a paper towel and put the tube down, like fold it over so it's like a double or quadruple thickness depending on how big it is, and put the tube down on the paper towel. Don't put it directly on any kind of surface. That way, if there are drips that come out, it goes into the paper towel and not onto your bathroom countertops. If it does go onto your bathroom countertops, here's what you need to know.
Throw away your countertop.
Throw away your countertop. The countertop is a goner. No,
move
it's not.
Move out of your apartment. Find a new place.
Leave under the cover of darkness.
Don't
give a security
deposit
things.
Back. Just go.
Just go. No, don't.
Like you just saw your face on the news and you're wanted. Just get the hell out of there immediately.
Okay, so here's actually the thing. Rubbing alcohol is the ticket for dye stains.
Interesting.
If, however, you have a stain on, because red is so stainy, if you have a red stain on like a white countertop and the rubbing alcohol is not cutting it, two other things to try. There is a product called Soft Scrub. It's a cream cleanser. It has a little bit of an abrasive quality to it and also has bleach in it. And that is an excellent way to remove stray dye stains on countertops. It also works on floors, tubs, that kind of stuff. That is actually what I personally use when I've got a little splotch of hair dye that's gone errant, and it takes it up. Sometimes what you need to do is leave a little blob of the soft scrub on the stain for 5-10 minutes before scrubbing and wiping it away. Let the product do the work for you. If none of that works, or if you don't want to go out and buy soft scrub, or for whatever reason you just prefer this method, a magic eraser will also...
Really?
Work. Yes. So a magic eraser.
It's magic.
Is magic.
Apparently.
Which is appropriate for Halloween. A magic eraser, you can think of a magic eraser as working as sort of like a very fine sandpaper. it actually does take a like light layer of the surface off. Yeah. So it's there are some times when the magic eraser just doesn't work on certain surfaces. There are some times when the magic eraser works a little too well and causes more damage than you created it in the first place.
So it's not really cleaning the stain. It's just lifting off of the,
it's literally like
the counter.
Yeah. But those are great, too. So that's sort of my fake blood spiel.
Mm-hmm. Good spiel.
Good spiel, right?
I like the white abrasive thing because it reminds me of me.
You're white and abrasive.
I'm really white and abrasive sometimes. So I'll buy that one if that ever happens.
Okay. So the next one I want to talk about. I mean, the other thing is, and this is true of the next thing we're going to talk about, which is colored hairspray. And it's also very, very, very much true of that kind of thick, like, Halloween grease paint makeup. If you can, I know you're going to come home from your parties obliterated. I hope you don't come home alone. I hope you wake up with someone else's chainmail at the foot of your bed. I want everyone to have a very festive Halloween.
Chainmail?
I mean, listen, every Halloween there would be some like knight in shining chainmail at the end of the bar, and I'd be like, I just want to take that guy home with me, and I want his chainmail at the foot of my bed in the morning.
Wait, like forward this to 10 people or you're going to die? Like what do you mean chainmail?
Like the medieval armor chainmail.
Oh, is it?
Do you not know what chainmail is?
Oh, is that what it's called? I just call it armor. Knight's armor. Like chainmail. I thought it was like now that you've read this email, if you don't forward it to 30 people, you're going to die in the next 10 minutes. Like I thought that was, that's what I thought. I was like, wait a second. What goes on? What are people leaving you in the morning?
I mean, listen, that's a whole other podcast for a whole other day. Okay, so listen, I hope Halloween blesses you with many hookups. I truly do. If you can, before bed, wash off this, like...
Your entire body. Just the makeup.
Wash off the bad makeup. Wash off the fake blood. Wash off the hairspray. I know most of you probably won't do that, but I would really like you to, because if you get into bed with all that stuff, like your sheets are just going to be really destroyed.
It's going to be a crime scene the next morning.
Yeah, it is. And I can help with that, but I would like it if you just didn't have the problem in the first place. So if you think of it, you know, quick shower before bedtime, or fun time or whatever time you're going to be having.
I want you right now, but just... Just give me
but
20,
just hang on
just
a second.
20, just give me 20 minutes.
So here's the thing. I actually last year predicted that last Halloween was going to be a particularly big one for colored hairspray. And the reason why was because at this time last year, Donald Trump was still sort of like a funny novelty. And so I felt like totally fine making all of these jokes in last year's Halloween column about how all these people were going to be going as sexy Donald Trump and wearing like orange hairspray and blah, blah, blah. This year, it's like, obviously it's not funny.
But people
I'm sure people are going as sexy Donald Trump. I don't want to know any of them.
Right.
But
it'll be a thing for sure.
But it'll be a thing. So, but I feel like less comfortable making, even like joking about it because it's so not funny anymore. But I do think that this year is going to be another banner year for colored hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
And colored hairspray presents almost the same set of challenges that fake blood does. It's a little bit less messy because it's not as viscous. I use that on purpose because I figured you would like the word viscous.
It's a very good word.
But colored hairspray is a big mess. And here's basically what it is. It's hairspray plus, you know, coloring.
Right.
Like, you know. So it will create a mess in sort of three primary ways. The first way is when you're applying it. Because it's aerosolized, it's going to go everywhere. So after you apply your colored hairspray, look at the wall behind you.
It's like the Soul Glow scene in Coming to America.
That's exactly what it's like.
When they get up from the couch.
That's exactly what it's like. And to remove it, if you turn around right after you put your colored hairspray on and you go, oh, I got it all over the wall. Literally, all you need to do is grab a bottle of all-purpose cleaner. Like any like countertop spray, glass cleaner is fine, anything. Water, soap and water is fine. And a paper towel. Just give the wall a little spritz and wipe it off with paper towels and then it'll all come off. If you let it stay, because hairspray is sticky, you may find that if you have to clean it the next day, that you might actually need like a sponge and soapy water. You might find that like a spray and a paper towel isn't quite heavy duty enough for what the mess you've made. If it's really stubborn, the magic eraser will do it. But again, kind of like with fake blood, I mentioned this so that like as you're using it to begin with, you're sort of already thinking about the mess it's going to create.
Right.
And you go look for it and you clean it up right away, because it'll be a lot easier to clean right away. So that's the colored hairspray, number one. Number two, I know you're not actually going to take that shower before you get into bed, and your poor pillowcases are going to be a disaster, and I'm so sorry. What you should do is when you get up the next day and you see that you've destroyed your pillowcase, take it off the pillow, flush it with cold running water. That's going to push out a lot of the dye. Spray it with a laundry pre-treatment. Spray and wash is fine. Shout is fine. Any one of them is fine. And get it into the wash as soon as possible. That's it.
I'm there.
Very stubborn stains, rubbing alcohol is a thing for dye. What I would tell you also, just sort of like your general rule of thumb with bad stains, after you take the items out of the washing machine, check them to make sure those stains are removed. They may need a second washing. Depends on like how, I don't know. If you were Pippi Longstocking and you really went all in.
Sure.
Like, yeah, that pillowcase might need to be washed two or three times for it all to come out. But just patience will be fine. Don't dry the pillowcase until the stain is gone, because the heat will set the stain. The third place, this is actually the easiest one, I think. But the third place where colored hairspray tends to attack is in the shower and the bathtub. As you wash it out and it runs down the tub, it will leave a residue.
What a hassle Halloween is.
But it's
every step of the way you're cleaning up.
But it's so much fun.
Just get the cowboy hat. Do the Westworld sex robot thing.
It's so worth it.
Like there's no guy sex robots on that show. It's all the women.
Typical.
Yeah.
You know. Typical. What?
Like, I don't want to be a sex robot. Come on.
I thought you were a sex robot.
Damn matriarchy.
Yeah. All right. All right. So the tub. So listen, the only thing you need to know about cleaning the tub is that you just have to clean the tub. There's no magic to it. You don't need a special product or anything. Just your usual tub cleaning thing. A sponge with like a little like an abrasive side will be good. Also just to scrub extra of the buildup colored gunk off of it. But mm-hmm. Yeah, clean the tub. Don't let it sit too long because the dye will sort of like penetrate. I didn't want to use that word and it just came out.
Grow up. Come on. A little seriousness here with this material. We're filling the people up here, right? Let's just fill them up with all the content we can. Let's just not make jokes that are sexual in nature.
Let's always do that. Okay, but just don't let it linger too long. Try to clean it within a day or two of Halloween.
Give it to it good.
All right. So let's talk about the grease paint makeup before we take a break. Basically, you want to treat grease paint makeup more or less like you treat regular makeup. The only problem is that it is thicker. It is, as the name implies, greasier. It's just, ugh. If you are a lady, you probably already have makeup remover in your home. You should use that to remove the makeup from your face. You should also feel free to use that to remove it from anything that the makeup has gotten onto, like a shirt. That will work. Rubbing alcohol is also excellent, especially when you're talking about a waxier kind of makeup. So that's great to know. Gentlemen, my friends, most of you do not wear makeup on the regular. Many of you do wear makeup for Halloween, and I applaud that. You should wear makeup more often. You all look lovely in it. When you go...
I need your society pressure to make me look better when I'm walking around every day. Don't tell me to wear makeup.
I'm going to bind Dave to his chair during the break, and I'm going to slap some makeup on his face.
I've worn makeup for TV, and like I thought I've gotten it all off afterwards with like one of those like wipes, and then like I wake up the next day like in a hotel room, and I roll over, and I have like this orange coating on the pillowcase, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
God, I was walking around all night like that? Jesus. So yeah, listen to this part. It's important.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, if you're a dude and you're going to wear some makeup for Halloween, whether it's grease paint or whether you're like – stealing your mom's lipstick or your girlfriend's eyeliner. Actually, don't share eyeliner. Guys, don't share eyeliner. Buy your own eyeliner.
Hmm.
Yeah, eye makeup is one of the big ones that you can't share because eyes are so germy. That's how gross infections and crap is passed back and forth. Don't use someone else's eye makeup. When you go out to buy your makeup that you're using for Halloween, buy some makeup remover.
There you
just
go.
Get some. You can buy makeup removing wipes, which I guess was what you were using, Dave, to get your
orange glow off my face.
Buy a little pack of that. They sell little travel ones that are just, you know, there are like 10 of them in there. That'll be more than enough to take your makeup off. And then it also, I think, will feel a little bit less like humiliating than pouring makeup remover on a cotton ball and dabbing your lipstick off at the end of
either way, it feels weird as a guy when you're looking in the mirror and you're like wiping your face down up to get the makeup off. You're just like, oh, I saw my mom do this as a kid forever. I never realized how hard, oh my God, this is what everyone goes through to do. And then next
every
day,
night,
like, yeah,
I really resent taking my makeup off every night. Although I resent even more, I fell asleep with my makeup on 2 nights ago, and I woke up in the middle of the night. I was so angry at myself. I was like, I have white bedding, and I was like, God damn, how did I let myself fall asleep with my makeup on? Oh, I was so, because I was so tired. That was why.
Nobody appreciates the work the women do.
Yeah, that's right.
To look as good as
they do. Okay, one other product to mention before we take a break, that's specific to grease paint makeup, or makeup in general, but I really want you to bear in mind, if you do end up with heavy grease paint and makeup remover isn't touching it and rubbing alcohol isn't touching it, there are a series of products by a brand called Carbona. They are called the Stain Devils, which is very appropriate for Halloween, I'm realizing. I didn't even do that on purpose.
It's just like someone dressed as a devil, like pouring ketchup on people's drink. I'm the Stain Devil. Ooh. That's my Halloween voice.
So that's a good Halloween voice. Okay, so it's a series. There are 9 separate formulas, and they all work on different kinds of stains. Formula number 6 is the one that you want for makeup. So if you do have a really bad makeup stain on like a piece of clothing or on your bedding or whatever, and it really won't come out, go ahead and get the Carbona Stain Devils number 6. Yeah. Okay. So with that, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with more about the scary messes you all make on Halloween. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Billy here. Dave and I have been talking about Halloween. Have you learned anything that you find particularly interesting yet?
No. Not really.
No, that's all right. You don't have to.
My fantasy football team still needs help if anyone.
Oh, yeah. If anyone wants to help Dave out with that, you can email
me. No, I'm just kidding. Don't email me about my fantasy team. Please don't do that. This is just shtick. Don't do that.
Okay. All right. So listen, in the first segment, we covered what to do about cosmetic costume accessories like face paint and colored hairspray. And so now we can turn our attention to the actual costumes themselves. Mm-hmm. This year, I did 2 Halloween columns. I did 1 for Racked and 1 for Esquire. It was like, this is like peak Jolie. I got 2 Halloween related cleaning columns out 1 week. So you guys can go and look for those on Racked.com and Esquire.com. The Racked column is focused on caring for and preserving high-end costumes. So that's both the store-bought costumes that you spend a lot of money on, and that also goes for homemade ones. Even if they're not high-end, if you spent a lot of time working on a homemade costume, you probably will want to get more than 1 Halloween's worth of wear out of it. And so the Rack column goes into sort of how to clean and store high-end costumes, how to wash and clean and store like wigs and all that kind of good stuff. High-end accessories like corsets and hosiery. So that's on Racked. And then over at Esquire, I did this is fun. I love whenever I get to do a primer, I get super excited. So I did a Halloween primer. on how to deal with like all sorts of common Halloween messes, like a lot of the ones that we talked about in the first segment. So like the fake blood and the colored hairspray and all that kind of good stuff. So somehow perfectly right at the intersection of the Racked and Esquire Ask a Spooky Clean Person experiences is the fursuit. The fursuit. Man, I love a fursuit.
I mean, who doesn't love a good fursuit?
just even the term.
It's when you file a lawsuit against the company that makes fur coats. It's a fursuit.
Oh, wow. That was bad.
Fursuit.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
No. So... So we're gonna spend most of the rest of the episode talking about how to clean fursuits, and we'll also talk about wigs because they really are more or less handled in the same way. And so we'll talk about how to clean them and how to store them so that you can use them for many Halloweens to come. So I'm so excited that I get to reuse this one. A couple of years ago, maybe it may have been like 2 or 3 years ago now, I put out a call on Facebook for Halloween disaster stories or mess stories or cleaning related stories from people. And one of my friends asked, how do you get Jaeger and Red Bull out of gorilla fur?
Sure.
I was like, that sounds exactly right. And just like what one of my friends should be asking. But I have to imagine that that's actually a pretty common one, mostly because I think that most people don't buy their own fursuits for Halloween.
They don't knit them or anything. you're just renting those.
Yeah. So most people are renting them, and you can't return it covered in Jaeger and Red Bull without getting dinged for a huge cleaning fee.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about how to clean that. And we'll because it's very important.
I'm just glad you were able to help out my grandmother when she had this problem. Because she was really worried.
And so we'll start with the fursuit, and then we'll talk about wigs. So the fursuit thing, the hardest thing about cleaning a fursuit, honestly, is just that it's awkward because it's so oddly shaped and it's huge, right? So basically what you have to do is you have to give the fursuit a bath in the bathtub.
Oh, really?
If you don't have a bathtub, if you have like a standing shower, like you might actually have to like get into the shower with the suit.
Holding it,
you could clean it with it on you.
I'm just trying to picture like the wet suit like bent over while you're holding it by the waist in the shower, and then like your girlfriend walks in and you're just like, what?
If you out there listening to this clean your fursuit in the shower while wearing it, we would like to hear from you.
So send in a video to juliecare@gmail.com.
Yeah, please do. I love video. Okay, so here's the thing. If you have an outdoor area and you can just hose the thing down, that's another option too. So okay, you're gonna give the thing a bath. And you're going to wash it basically the way that you wash your own hair. You're going to use shampoo. The big difference is that you're not going to scrub the way that you scrub at your scalp. Because it's fake hair, if you scrub at it, it's going to not entangle up in a way that's going to be a huge pain in the butt. So when you're using your shampoo, first of all, use a very small amount. You do not need a lot. Sort of start at the top. It's just like cleaning yourself.
Started at the bottom. Now we're here.
And just work sort of with the. It sounds ridiculous, but like with the grain of the hair, sort of working downwards, but not scrubbing.
Is it like washing a pet?
Yeah. Except I think you can scrub a pet more. Because, like, they like the massage. Basically, you don't want to be giving the suit a massage.
Okay. because that would be weird.
We've already gotten totally weird. It doesn't even matter. So, anyway, you're going to just use a little bit of mild shampoo. Like, baby shampoo is the perfect thing for it. And then you want to rinse it very well. You want to use cool or lukewarm water. Don't use hot water. A lot of times, those fursuits have, parts that are kind of glued together. And so you don't want to run the risk of using hot water that can cause the glue to melt a little bit. So use cool or lukewarm water. Rinse it really well. When it's done being rinsed, you just sort of press down on it in the tub to like, you basically give it CPR. Press down on it to like push out as much water as you can. And then roll it up in a towel. Don't towel it off the way that we towel ourselves, because again, that's going to cause like knotting. You want
to. So it's like you're getting rid of a body. You're rolling.
Yeah,
it up
exactly. Like a beach towel would be perfect. You basically want to like lay a beach towel out, put the suit on it, and then like roll the towel up.
Boy. I'm starting to do like cost benefit analysis in my head as to how much it's going to cost to bring it back. Because
you know what? Honestly, this sounds like way more of a production than it actually is. This is like it's a pretty fast thing. It's gonna be a little drippy and awkward, but other than that, this isn't gonna be time consuming.
Like sex. just with me anyway.
Just like sex. And then let it air dry. Once it's fully dry, so as it's drying, you're gonna panic. Don't panic.
I'm already panicking.
Yeah, I know you are. But here's why you're gonna panic, because you're gonna see this like bedraggled, scraggly, damp looking gorilla mess, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, I ruined this thing, now I'm gonna have to pay for the whole thing and blah, blah, blah. Don't worry about it. When it dries completely, it will look a lot fluffier. If you need to perk it up a little bit more even after drying, which you probably actually shouldn't even have to do, but if you do, you can use a wide tooth comb, or you can use a slicker brush. A slicker brush is what you use on pets to brush their hair. Oh. So you can use a slicker brush on a fursuit, and that will just sort of like brush it all out and make it look fluffy and great again.
Let me ask you
this. But you probably don't even need that.
Let me ask you this. Let's say I spill the Jaeger and the Red Bull on like the arm of it. Can I just do the arm part of it? Okay.
Yeah, and actually that's what you should do.
Yeah. But like if you get it all over yourself, I understand.
Yeah, I mean the thing is I think that the way that spills usually happen is like down the whole front, you know. But if you've just got like a little spot, just do a little spot treatment on it and let it dry.
I feel like people are going to put it in the tub anyway now just to sort of do
it. I feel like.
Just to do it.
If you do, we would love to see photos.
Honestly, I would like to see a video of you trying to manage your way through a cleaning of a giant gorilla suit in your shower or tub.
We'll tell you what. So we're doing this patron thing. If you take a video, if you take a video and you send it to us, we will automatically subscribe you to our premium tier at the lowest level, so you can get all our bonus episodes, and we will also share the video as a perk for other subscribers. That'll be one of the things that we sweeten the pot with.
I like it. Don't do any weird stuff to the we don't want that. Just regular cleaning.
Yeah, don't be weird with it.
Yeah.
Don't, guys.
If you want to, be weird with it, but just don't show us.
Okay, so that's the basic of the fursuit. I mean, it does sound crazy, but it's not that not that involved. And like, you know, really, if you've rented a fursuit and you've spilled all over it, you want to get your deposit back. It's worth it'll probably, the active time for this is probably max 20 minutes. So
I was picturing like a 2 hour ordeal.
No.
Look at that. See, that's why I'm here, to ask the dumb questions.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Duh, I'm the dumb guy.
So let's talk about wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people spend a lot of money on costume wigs, or even if you buy one of those, like, you know, the $30 like hot pink bob wig that everybody has.
What's that? The hot pink?
Do you know?
Yes, I saw some kid in my neighborhood wearing that. What is that? I thought she was the insurance lady for her costume.
I mean, they're just commonly sold sort of everywhere. They come in all different colors, right? It's not just hot pink. The reason I say that is I used to have the hot pink one. That's why I sort of brought it out.
Okay.
I looked terrible in hot pink. It was a weird.
Everybody looks great in hot pink. Come on.
I didn't look good with hot pink hair.
Well, yeah. Everyone does. Everyone looks great with hot pink hair.
No, I didn't. Saying,
no,
I didn't.
No, I disagree. I haven't even seen
it. I look sallow. It didn't do anything for my coloring. I was really disappointed. It's been hard, you know, now, because that's like the big trend is to have that mermaid hair. And I'm like, I can't have it because I look ugly.
That's the big trend now? Wow, yeah. I learned so much today.
Yeah. Okay, so listen. Wigs are basically the same. The big thing to know about wigs, so you're going to wash them the same way you would the first. So you're going to use cool water. Baby shampoo is great. Don't scrub. Let it dry. Air dry. You can style a wig, and I want to talk more about styling a wig now than cleaning a wig. The thing about styling wigs, it's intuitive, but it's sometimes a very good thing to say it, is that most wigs, especially for costumes, are made of synthetic, so you should not use any heat-based styling tools. That will cause the wig to melt. It will also probably ruin your styling tool because you'll have plastic hair melted all over your curling iron. Mm. You don't want that.
No.
So don't use straightening irons or curling irons. If you must blow dry it, use the no or low heat setting on a blow dryer. Don't use high heat. If you need to style a wig to get a curl back in it, you can use foam rollers for that. Don't use Velcro rollers because Velcro rollers tend to snag. But foam rollers are safe for use on synthetic wigs. If you need to straighten out a kink that has happened, like if you've stored the wig and it got folded in a weird way, spritz it with water, lay the wig flat, and then smooth it out with your hands. If it's being very, very stubborn, take a tiny small amount of either body lotion or hair conditioner and massage it into the area that's gotten a little like kinked up. And then do that again, just smooth it out, lay it flat, and then the kink should come out. So that's sort of your wig care stuff. When it comes to storing a wig, it is ideal, if not totally practical for many of us, it is ideal to store wigs on those wig stands that look like heads.
Mm-hmm.
It is also lovely and dramatic, and I would really like to be the kind of woman who had multiple wigs stored in my home on heads.
Gently place it.
I don't have nearly enough storage space for that kind of operation, however.
That'd be weird. You walk in, you have like 14 heads on your dresser.
all with different names and personalities, yeah. Right? So if you can't store them on heads.
Don't touch Josina. She's sleeping.
Store them in plastic grocery bags. But thing about plastic grocery bags is that they'll give the wig enough room to kind of spread out. And obviously the plastic will protect it too. You don't want to like jam it into a tiny little like storage bag because it's going to get all bent and creased and so on and so forth. So that's your wig storage routine, I guess. Mm-hmm. But go for the heads because those are fun. All right, I'm looking at the time. I think we've got a few more minutes before we need to sign off.
Okay.
Time
for a story?
I'm going to save the stories for the bonus episode.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So you guys,
teaser.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you my own embarrassing Halloween story because I feel like humiliating myself today. Before we wrap up, let me just give you a quick kind of candy and pumpkin stain primer. Before we get out of here,
is there a
right?
pumpkin spice magic stick eraser?
There isn't. But there is like a really funny pumpkin thing. So, just like super super quick for chocolate stains, if you like get some chocolate on your couch, like you sit on it accidentally. I don't know. There's always chocolate around during Halloween.
So it's in your pockets.
Yeah. So like the thing for you fall asleep eating chocolate and get it all over your sheet. That'll happen.
That's chocolate. I swear. I didn't do that again.
If you and your knight in shining chain armor got kinky with the chocolate and got it all in the sheets, I don't know. Well, I don't know what you guys are up to. Shout Laundry Priest Treatment Spray is like the absolute go-to thing for chocolate. It actually will take chocolate stains out of fabric without even washing the fabric. It's amazing. If you get like a sticky candy spill, I hear about this a lot from people who throw Halloween parties, like candy will spill on the like nerds, like small candy will spill on the floor, and then someone will spill some beer, and then it creates this like kind of sticky candy coating, which actually sounds kind of fun on a floor. To get any kind of sticky stains up, you basically want to make like a poultice by using a rag or a sponge that's been soaked in very, very, very hot water and wrung out, and you want to apply it to the sticky area like it's a compress. That is going to loosen up the stickiness, and then you'll be able to wipe it away. Another one I hear about a lot from people who throw parties is candy that gets crushed and stomped in and ground into floorboards.
Candy crush,
exactly. So if that happens and you've got some candy wedged between your floorboards, use a scraper tool or a knife to pull it out, and then you can just use a vacuum. Once it's loosened, the vacuum will pull it right up. And then the very last thing, this is one of my favorite little Halloween things. I love when I get to trot it out every year. If you have a pumpkin that you have left out for a little bit too long, and it has become rotted and has adhered to a surface like a porch or steps, you can use WD-40 to dislodge it.
Hmm.
Yeah, good old WD-40. How do you like that one?
That's a lot.
Yeah. All right. So on that note.
Oh, by the way, I Googled chainmail.
You did?
Never knew that was a thing. Never knew it was called that.
I like how you keep thinking I'm like making these things like athleisure. We should have a little glossary of.
No, but it's spelled. It's not spelled like chain mail. It's like chain malay. All clicking inside the old dome.
Exactly.
Feels good.
All right. Good. Well, Knowledge. Listen, Dave, on that note.
Yeah.
That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Bye.
If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about our weird little cleaning show that you love so very much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.